Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for the Day with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you with your word in hand and ready to hear from you. We want to learn more about you, God, and we want to learn more about your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jonah in the Deep. And it comes from Jonah chapter 2 and verse 3. Jonah was cast overboard by the men who sailed on the ship traveling to Joppa because he requested they do so, and because they rowed to no avail to avoid it. As Jonah bobbed in the water, the Lord prepared a great fish, which swallowed him up. And after dwelling in the fish for 3 days and nights, Jonah cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. In chapter 2 and verse 3 of this prophecy, Jonah's prayer continued as he talked about the deep. We read, "For you had cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All your billows and your waves passed over me." The verse begins, "For you had cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas." The writer began with the words, "for you," which refers to the Lord, cast me, or threw, hurled, flung, and shed Jonah into the deep, which refers to the depth or the deep sea, in the midst or the inner part, the heart and the seat of the seas, which means the great basin of water in which the great fish resided. Jonah knew that it was actually the Lord who cast him into the middle of the sea. The verse goes on to say, "And the floods compassed me about. All your billows and your waves passed over me." The writer added, "And the floods," or the streams, rivers, or underground streams, "compassed," which means turned about, aside, back, or towards, encircled, changed direction, and brought around me about all your billows, or the Lord's waves, or breaking seas. And your waves, which means heaps or springs and billows, passed over me, which refers to alienated, brought, carried, done, being done, taken away and crossed or marched over Jonah. As Jonah floated in the waters, the rivers, floods, and billows crossed and marched over him. When we meditate upon these words, we imagine what it was like for Jonah to be floating in the waters while billows, waves, and floods surrounded him. It is interesting to note that Jonah recognized the true source of these floods. Many people blame their circumstances or situations on other people, places, and times, when their attention should be directed to the Lord. Jesus Christ desires a relationship with every person in the world. And if it takes billows, waves, floods, and rivers overcoming them, so be it. If we are being overwhelmed with our current state, perhaps we should turn our attention to the one who loves us more than any other can or will. Next time we see Jonah describe what it was like to be in the deep. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.